It is such a powerful testimony and it is exactly what God desires to do in our lives. When we are on a consistent basis, falling more in love with God, you know what happens? We'll be more obedient to Him. We'll treat others in a Christ-like way. Because when we love Him, it frees Him up to express His love through us. But the key is to love Him more and more. Now, while it's the Holy Spirit who enables us to grow in love, it's not something, and this is where I see so many Christians falling short, it is not something that we can just sit back and expect it to happen without effort on our part. The Bible tells us that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That means after we accept Christ, we have to think about and act upon what it means to be His follower. I have to determine, I have to resolve every day, I will not accept a mediocre Christian life. I have to resolve every day, I'm not going to accept a lukewarm relationship with Him. I have to resolve every day, I'm not going to bask in yesterday's closeness. I'm going to do what I need to do to draw even closer today. We have been set apart to love, set apart to fall in love. What did Jesus Himself say was the greatest command? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then, after we've done that, because we have done that, we can love our neighbors as ourselves. But in the Christian life, every step forward in obedience, every step forward in putting sin behind you, every step of growth in Christian character, it arises from falling in love with Him. That's the origin of it. There is an old song that I learned in my first pastorate 30 years ago in Louisville, Ohio. There should be some papers on your pews there with the song lyrics. It's called "I Keep Falling in Love with Him." And I remember I heard this song 30 years ago, and it was a little country church, and I thought, well, that's a nice little country hymn. But then I listened to the words, and oh my, the words have stayed with me all this time. I know many of you don't know this song. Maybe some of you do. But if you know it, join in with me, because I loathe to do solos, okay? So join in with me, and it's a simple little song. But if you know the tune, just join in. When I first fell in love with Jesus, I gave Him all my heart. And I thought I could not love Him more than I did right at the start. But now I look back over the mountains and the valleys where I've been, and it makes me know I love Him so much more than I did then. And the chorus is, I just keep falling in love with Him over and over and over. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I love those words. I love those words. And there's a lyric later on in that song which says this: He keeps loving and forgiving me over and over again. That's that song. That's that song. Yeah. Good. I like having my own cheering section. I'm not getting any amens from the rest of you, so you know, hey, I'll take what I can get. The key to growing in Christ, the key to being effective in the Lord's service is simply this: falling deeper and deeper in love with Him over and over and over again. That is our greatest priority in this life. As you do that, folks, as you do that, you're going to find your old sin starting to fall away. You're going to find that your life is having an impact on others. And you'll find the satisfaction and abiding joy of your life consistently present. And so this morning, as we prepare our hearts for communion, I want you to review and ask yourself the first five questions that Wesley asked his ministers, and I am asking for you to look at today. Have you faith in Christ? Are you going on to perfection? Do you expect to be made perfect in love in this life? Are you earnestly striving after it? And are you resolved to devote yourself fully to God and God's work? That is, in essence, the Christian life. I want you to ask yourself those questions this morning. As we prepare for communion, ask yourself those questions. I'm not even going to ask you this morning if you are saved. I'm not even going to ask that. I do that a lot, I know. I'm not going to ask that this morning. I'm going to ask you another question this morning. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Him? Are you falling in love with Him over and over again? We might all have those dry times, and that's why we need to come back and fall in love with Him over again and deeper again. Do you love the Lord Almighty this morning? There is no question. There is no question. There is no doubt. There is no doubt He loves you. Do you love Him? Not a profession. Oh, sure, I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you love the one who, in the midst of everything that was going on the night of His arrest, He gathered His disciples together and He said, "I have earnestly desired to share this time with you." And then He took the bread and He broke it and He said, "This is My body broken for you." And then He took the cup and He said, "This is My blood shed for you." And He said, "I will again share this meal with you, but not until we're all together in heaven when we share the Lord's Supper together." And so this morning, reflect on the questions that we asked you. Reflect on the love that God has for you. And spend some time saying, "Lord, I want to fall in love with You more deeply than I ever have. I want to fall in love with You all over again. You deserve My love."